I'm Jessica Randolph, and welcome to the How to Buy a House podcast, where we empower you to invest in real estate and start building wealth for yourself. It's the biggest purchase of your life, and we're going to teach you how to do it right. Hello out there, wonderful listener. I'm so psyched for today's episode. We are going to be talking all about first-time home buyer grants and loan programs, which for a lot of you listening to our podcast, this is going to be something that you're really excited to hear about. We've got Bobby Lane with us, and she is the owner and team leader of Bobby Lane Real Estate Group, one of the top realtor teams in Wichita, Kansas. Bobby is one of the most incredible realtors I've had the pleasure of meeting and is also one of the most resilient women I've ever met. She is a top producer in Wichita. She's been in the real estate business for over 8 years. She's a mother of three, and somehow she also has time to be our How to Buy a House class teacher in her market. You are in for a serious treat today, and without further ado, let's get into it. Bobby Lane, we have, I think I've been trying to get you on this podcast for over a year. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. We are finally making it happen.
We are making it happen. And you look just so lovely today. And I'm just so happy to get to spend time with you this morning.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And this is your first ever podcast episode in general, right?
Yes. I love listening to podcasts. So I need to do it more often, but I'm really excited.
Ooh, what kind of podcasts do you listen to? I mean, obviously the How to Buy a House podcast, but like what other podcasts do you listen to?
So, I mean, all educational. I love Tom Ferry. He's one of my, every time they have an episode, I listen to it. Jenna Kutcher, love her. Those are some that I'm like, I won't miss an episode.
I love it. That's awesome. I know we've got some of those listeners where they've listened to every single episode, some episodes more than once. If that's you and you're listening to this, we love you. Thank you for doing that. But that's awesome. I love music and podcasts. So I feel like I'm always like, oh, do I want to listen to my favorite playlist today? Or do I want to listen to a podcast today? And I'm always torn.
So mine is a schedule. So Monday mornings, I always listen to a podcast. And then Thursday mornings, I always listen to a podcast. And then anytime I'm like working during the day, I listen to a podcast.
Wow. That is.
And any other time is free game to listen to music because I also love music.
Yes. Especially living in Nashville, there's all this pressure to listen to all this new music too. So I love that you have a schedule. I'm definitely going to copy you and start doing that. I think those little changes, and we've talked about this before in our older episodes, but I think those little things that you do throughout the day, I think everyone thinks like, oh, I got to make a big change, you know, and that's going to change my life. But I think the little things that you do throughout your day, you know, even if it's drinking more water or, you know, spending less time on social media or listening to a podcast instead of listening to music on your commute, those little things make big changes over time. Have you ever heard that quote? It says, inch by inch, it's a cinch. It's hard by the yard. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you doing, you know, listening to your podcast regularly, that is inch by inch. And I love it.
My business is like the perfect representation of that. It's like, I was an overnight success. Like my business has just grown every single year. I stay consistent and that's how I get big results. But it didn't just happen overnight.
Well, that is just the perfect little segue, Bobby Lane. Let's get into your business. Tell our audience a little bit about you and why you got into real estate, how you got into real estate, and a little bit about Wichita's market.
Okay, so I have been licensed for 8 years. I actually got my license. I am a crazy story. I bought my house on my own from a for sale by owner. So I had to do all of it.
You didn't have a realtor representing you?
No, they didn't want to pay an agent, which I was totally fine with. I was getting a great deal on the house. I actually knew her. She was a teacher of mine in middle school. I bought my first house from her. And
I'm sorry, you bought your middle school teacher's house?
Yes, I did. I mean, that's Wichita for you. Like if Wichita, that is like the perfect representation of my town.
Wow.
I always say it's like a small, like it's a small town, but it's not really that small, but everybody knows everybody. I bought my teacher's house. That was my first purchase and we bought it on our own. And I love the process. And my husband's like, are you crazy? Why do you love this? And I loved the contract. I love the legal side of it. I love everything. And actually another crazy story is I bought the first house I saw. I did not look at any other houses. I looked at one and bought it.
Oh my gosh, Bobby. I I'm inside, I'm just cringing. And for those of you that can't see me, my mouth is just on the floor right now, or my jaw's on the floor. I can't believe you did it on your own. A, I'm so impressed. That just says so much about your confidence and your gumption, and you're just such a boss, and I love it. But also, I mean, that to me is like a horror story, you know, like, and obviously it wasn't for you, and I want to hear more about it. It could have been. And that's why we have this podcast. That's why we bring on the top realtors, because a lot of people, even using representation and doing it once or twice or three times, still make big mistakes. And we want to avoid that, obviously. But that's amazing that you actually had a good experience and it made you want to get into real estate. Because I think for a lot of people, that would make you want to run away. That's insane. That is insane. I love it. Are you still in that house?
No, we actually just moved a year ago. So we had three babies in 3 years. We quickly outgrew it. And so now we are in a bigger house where all of us are on the same level, because my kids are 4, 3, and 1.
Yes,
4 bedrooms upstairs, so they can come, you know, running to me in the middle of the night.
So sweet.
So not in that house, but we did keep that property as a rental. So that's one of our rental properties that we have.
Very, very smart. We talk about that all the time. Actually, our most recent episode we published, which was the lily pad method of home buying, we talked about that. Where buying your first house doesn't have to be a perfect house, because then you can use that to springboard you to buy your forever house. And that sounds like that's what you guys did. So I think that's so wise. So you got into real estate, how many years ago was that, Bobby?
8.
8 years ago. Amazing. Wow. And Wichita, I'm imagining like Stars Hollow, small town, like you're describing, where everyone knows everybody. I've never been there. But maybe you can tell us, what is the market like there right now?
So it's been kind of crazy, because we had a little bit of lull in December. But it is like taken off. So we're in a seller's market right now. We have been for quite a while. So what a lot of the world is seeing, like, we're pretty sheltered from a lot of that. So like, local buyers can't listen to the national news, because that is not reality of what we are facing here in Wichita. So it's still a strong seller's market. We're seeing in a lot of price ranges, multiple offers. It's still really strong.
Wow.
And Wichita is one place where really anybody can afford to buy a home. Like, if your budget is $80,000 to buy a home, you can find a house. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just had a listing. We listed at $85,000. We went under contract at $100,000. But I have another listing at $90,000 coming up. So that is totally different than some of the U.S. is like, Wichita is a place that is very, very, very affordable. Now, we have had a huge increase of our appreciation over the last 3 years. So like I told you, 8 years ago, I bought my first home. Well, I bought that for $107,000 was the purchase price. Today, I could sell that for probably $240,000.
Oh, my goodness. I bet everybody is just getting on Redfin or Realtor.com or Compass and looking at houses in Wichita now. Because in Nashville, if you want to buy something for $90,000, guess what? It's probably just going to be a car or maybe a camper of some sort. There are no homes. You know, maybe you can find a condo outside of town, but man, that is very affordable, which is the perfect segue to our topic today. We're going to be talking all about first-time homebuyer grants and first-time homebuyer loans. And I know, Bobby, you've got a lot of experience with that, and especially, I guess, in your market where things are more affordable. But that's, you know, for people listening that aren't in Wichita, there are loan programs out there where you don't need a down payment. And there are certain grants that government gives out for people who are buying their first home that need a little bit more assistance. So we're going to get into that. But I wanted to touch on your market, Bobby, because it is just a testament that you need to talk with somebody who is local in your market. Because what you said is absolutely correct, that if you just look at the news and CNN and, you know, see what's going on nationwide to give you real estate advice, you're getting real estate advice the wrong place. You've got to get local expert advice, which is why we teach this class, you know, nationwide, but we teach it at a local level by local experts, because the market is so different city by city and town by town. It's not a one size fits all. But let's get into our topic. I'm really excited about this topic because I wish I would have known about a first-time homebuyer loan program when I bought my house. And I know a lot of our buyers are like, man, I should have taken advantage of that. Bobby, can you tell us a little bit about why you chose this topic for today?
I think that it's exactly that. A lot of people don't know about these grant programs. And so we've had a big push in Wichita to make sure that buyers are truly educated on what their options are. And for me, that's important. Like, as an agent, you have to be educated with what you're offering to your buyers, because otherwise you're doing them a disservice. So I think it's a topic that not a lot of people know a whole lot about. And so for me, it's something that we are educating all of our clients on, if they're a first-time buyer, is seeing if they can qualify for this. So I figured this is a perfect topic to share with everyone.
Absolutely. Especially on the how to buy a house. I mean, a lot of people are like, I know why I need to buy a house, and I know that I want to buy a house one day, you know, and I'm understanding the how, but I think a lot of people feel like, but like, when is it going to happen for me? And the timing feels like it could be impossible. So I'm so glad you wanted to talk about this today. It's so important.
Y'all, can I get a drum roll, please? If you've been enjoying our podcast, you know that we are very passionate about providing accessible home buying education for everybody, no matter where they're at in the process. And now, guess what? You can do it straight from your phone. Download the How to Buy a House mobile app today. Our app is designed to hold your hand through the process from start to finish and is jam-packed with expert-level home buying education and tips and tricks from the best in the business. We are so pumped about it, and we know you will be too. Now available in the App Store. Happy home buying.
Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritties, because I think there is a super great area around first-time homebuyer programs and different grants you can get. So can you tell us, Bobby, tell our listener what they need to know if they're interested in applying for a loan program or a grant like this?
With a FHA loan, so a first-time homebuyer loan, that's just a loan product that you can get, such as conventional FHA, rural development, VA. What I want to focus on today is going to be a first-time homebuyer grant. And essentially what the grant is it's going to be free money that you get to buy your first home.
Oh, I love free money. Sorry, continue.
This grant, because I didn't know about it, but if I can get $15,000 to go towards my first house, count me in. And honestly, if I would have had an agent, like I talked about, I didn't on my first house, I probably could have gotten this grant. So I missed out on $15,000 because I just didn't have the knowledge. So something that as a buyer that you're going to want to ask is, does my rate increase? So your interest rate that you're being charged, does it increase by getting this grant? The one that I recommend does not, but that's something that you're going to want to ask. Other things to ask is there certain income guidelines? Some will have income guidelines. A lot of them probably will. So you want to make sure that you're within the guidelines to still get this grant.
Okay, wait. So Bobby, let's pause there. So you're saying that you have to be within a certain income bracket to get approved for this type of grant.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm guessing it differs like in which part of the country you're in, because, you know, $100,000 in Wichita is very different than $100,000 in Nashville.
Correct. So actually I pulled it up, and it's going to be the household income must be at or below 150% of the area median income.
Ooh.
So if you're interested in this, I mean, you could just send me a message and I could tell you, okay, based on your area, here's what it would be. And the loan grants that I am familiar with, it can be in Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, or Oklahoma. And so those are the areas that this grant is specifically for. And so it's going to depend on the area median of what income guidelines are going to be. For instance, in Wichita, we have one grant that's $68,000 for household 1 through 4. It increases for any households 5 through 8. And then, so it will really just depend. But like, so for us in Wichita, it's $86,000 for a family of 1 to 4.
Got
just
it.
Just to give you an idea.
Amazing. And tell me, because in my 11 years of being a realtor, I've never had somebody take advantage of a first-time homebuyer grant. Where would they even go to begin researching what's available in their area? I mean, do you have to call a local lender? Is there a certain website they should use? What have you used before in Wichita?
So local lenders is going to be huge. Making sure that you understand not every single lender is going to offer the same loan products. So as an agent, I am going to ask each of my clients, what's important to you? Where are you at? If you are a first-time home buyer and you are like the funds to close is going to be like, that's your that's your kind of, I'm not quite ready because I don't have my down payment, I'm not going to refer you to a lender that doesn't offer this grant, because this grant is available. It just released, it releases March 1st. I'm not going to recommend you to a lender that doesn't have this program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really identifying and picking a great agent that's super knowledgeable. And that's why, I mean, it's so crucial. If you use the How to Buy a House class, agents, we are all top professionals within our industry. And so using those agents to guide you is going to be the key. But then also finding local lenders and asking around, what are the loan products that you are offering?
100%. I think, Bobby, you brought up such a good point that not only is it important to obviously pick your lender, make sure they're a local expert, make sure they're knowledgeable on different loan programs, but also make sure that the lender that you're using is right for you. Because I do think sometimes it's easy just to pick who your realtor recommends. And obviously you can trust who your realtor is going to recommend, but just because they trust them and have a relationship with them doesn't mean that they offer the same things that another lender might offer. So I think, you know, just like we tell you to interview one or two or three different realtors before choosing who you think is the best fit for you, do the same with your lender and get a second opinion. I know my number one lender, he would say, don't get a second opinion, just use me. They all want your business. And, you know, that's a good thing. You want them to want to fight for you and give their best for you. But make sure that they're giving you the right loan that you need and that they're opening you up to the right opportunities for that's going to be best for you and a good fit for your finances.
For sure.
I'm so interested. So can you tell us maybe like a price story or a first-time home buyer story where you know, this grant swept in and kind of saved the day? Do you have any stories like that, Bobby?
Okay, so I have one right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have a buyer. So this is wild. So she found me. I had posted a house that I had a listing on. I put it on Facebook Marketplace. She messaged me. She said, hey, is this house available? It wasn't available. It was already pending. But I said, hey, like, this one's pending, but I do have another one in this area that's going to be coming up in March. And I just started the conversation and I asked her, hey, like, have you been pre-approved yet with the lender? She said, I'm starting the process. And I told her about the grant. And knowing just that this house is probably going to be a first-time home buyer house. So we ended up scheduling coffee. I met with her on Monday. We wrote three offers. And then we went under contract this Saturday. And the best part of it is she's getting this grant that's, it actually is the HOPE grant through Federal Home Loan Bank. And it's $12,500. She's getting this grant and she used that. She didn't need the down payment money, but she used that to buy the house that she wanted. So she was able to go above list price and she secured the home that she truly wanted.
Wow.
And so she's getting this loan. So she was able to compete in a super tight price point and she was able to get it because she's getting this grant and she can now use those funds towards her purchase.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't see me again, but my jaw is once again on the floor. That's incredible, especially in a seller's market. A lot of people are like, well, what's a seller's market? What's a buyer's market? I don't know if we've ever defined that on this podcast, but if it's a buyer's market, that means the buyer, you know, balls in their court when it comes to making an offer and getting a good deal. When it's a seller's market, balls in the seller's court, and usually they are able to negotiate. So to get a first-time home buyer who's getting a grant like this to outbid other interested parties that are maybe getting a stronger, more solid loan or even paying cash. I mean, that is incredible, Bobby. Congratulations. That's the power of using an amazing realtor like Bobby Lane. I'm so impressed, but also that's amazing that she was able to use it to go above and beyond and be able to get the house snatched up for her. So that's awesome. But for other people too, I mean, let's say it's not a seller's market. Let's say it is a buyer's market. Let's just flip the script for someone that's listening. You could use that money towards all of your closing costs. And then essentially you're just buying the house with either only your down payment or, you know, using that money to cover closing costs or vice versa. Maybe you get your closing costs paid for by the seller because that seller is a little bit more desperate to sell. And then you use that grant for your down payment. And now you're buying the house for basically free. You know, the price of your earnest money deposit. I always tell a story about my friend Ryan that bought a house with basically $500 in his bank account. So, I mean, that really, these types of grants and that first-time homebuyer loan program, those opportunities really do give you a lot of flexibility with your purchase power. So I love that story. I also love that you posted that house on Facebook Marketplace. Like, hey, buying a house is as easy as buying my grandma's sofa from 1985. That's... Amazing.
And that's part of our lead generation. I'm like, I talk to my team. I'm like, you have to get your face in front of more people. Like,
yeah.
if I've got big goals this year and I'm like, how am I going to do it? I just have to have my face everywhere. And
yes.
Facebook Marketplace is one of the places you'll find me.
I love it. I think that's so awesome. I used to, when I first got into real estate, I would go to garage sales all the time, because a lot of times when people have a garage sale, there's either like a death in the family or a divorce, or, you know, they're strapped for cash or they're moving. And that's a really great place to get your face in front of people, meet people. And you can also find garage sales on Facebook Marketplace. Or if you're a home buyer and you're like, look, I need to find a house and someone's having a garage sale, you'd be like, hey, are you selling your house? And maybe you find something off market. There's a little fun extra tip for you that you didn't know you're going to get this morning.
The house bam. I saw on Marketplace, the one that I moved to.
Are you serious?
I sure did. They posted their open house and I'm like, that might have four bedrooms upstairs. It looks like it might.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So it was a friend of mine that had it listed, and I just saw it on Facebook. I didn't see it in the MLS, saw it on Facebook, and I went Sunday and bought it. So
yeah. This episode is endorsed by Facebook. Check out their marketplace.
Thank you, Facebook.
A word from our sponsors. We don't have sponsors. One day we will have sponsors, but right now we don't. But Facebook, you're getting this for free. That's amazing, Bobby. I love it. Okay, is there anything else you want to tell our listener about this first-time home buyer loan? I do think that some people feel maybe a little bit confused about, like, am I going to be eligible? So I think, what would be the first step if they're like, I'm interested in this, I want to know if I qualify for this, what would be the first step?
First step would be, if you're in any of those areas, reach out. We can get you connected. If you don't know an agent in your area that you're like, I'm just not sure where to go, send me a message. I can connect you with an agent that's in your market. And really, it's going to be just asking the questions. I think a lot of buyers there, the downside is they don't want to ask enough questions. That's what the professionals are here for. We welcome your questions, because that's the only way you're going to know if buying a home is the next step for you. And having that buyer consultation and talking to the lenders and just saying, here's my situation, will this work for me? Mm-hmm. With this grant, one thing I didn't mention is it can go towards down payment, closing cost, prepaids, and repairs.
Wow.
Yeah. And so
free money. Here you go.
Buyers using it. Yeah. I have buyers using this loan that they are paying nothing. Like, they are paying the cost of their home inspection, and that is it. And so it is remarkable. Like, I mean, it's an amazing program, and there are really no downsides. The only thing with this grant is you have to live there for 5 years. So if you don't, you will have to pay back, but it's prorated. So let's say you live there for 2.5 years, you pay half of it back. But if you plan to live there for 5 years, it's a grant that you do not have to pay back.
I'm so glad you said that, because I literally was going to say to everyone, let's all go buy a house in Wichita today and let's go use this program. Because we talk about the power of just investing in real estate, even if you aren't going to live in the property. But like you're saying, you have to live there for at least 5 years. So that really does kind of protect them from everybody taking advantage of a program or a grant like this. So makes sense. Bobby, thank you so much for enlightening us with all this information. And I feel so inspired. I, again, wish I would have had a podcast like this or a resource like this or a realtor like you, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and could have taken advantage of this in my early 20s. But that's why we have this podcast. We want to help empower people who think they can't do it. You can do it. You just need the right information. You need the right realtor. You need the right education. So this is just proof of that. And I love it. I love helping people figure this out. Bobby, why don't you tell us, we always end our episodes the same way, what is one piece of advice you'd love to give your listener? And it doesn't have to be real estate related. Obviously, number one piece of advice is go get this first time home buyer loan program today and go buy a house as soon as you possibly can. But besides that, what's one piece of advice you'd like to give our listener today?
I would say, like, my life is very goal oriented. Like, everything is around a goal. And so if your goal is to buy your first house, get that education and then revisit that goal and be very strategic on how you need to get there. Because it can seem like a big task right now, but if you slowly chuck away at that down payment, start saving now, and you revisit the goal, like, it's going to make it much more achievable. Write down the goal, revisit it often, and then take small steps every single day to accomplish that goal. And then soon you'll reach it.
So good. I love it. Well, you've inspired me. If you guys feel inspired by Bobby, go and give her a follow. You can follow Bobby Lane on Instagram. Her Instagram handle is bobbylane.realtor. Bobby is spelled B-O-B-B-I-E. And then that's Lane, L-A-N-E dot realtor. And then you also can go to her website, bobbylanehomes.com. Reach out to her. And I love that you're like, just message me if you need a first step. You're amazing. I love that you're like, anybody and everybody, please let me help you. And that you're also a mom of three under three. You're incredible. I'm blown away by you. I know, I mean, obviously, you know, you're part of our network nationwide. If you're in Kansas City or Wichita or anywhere near Bobby's Market, reach out. She can be your realtor. You can go to her in-person classes. You just go to howtobuyahouseclass.com and you can sign up for those on our website. Bobby, thank you so much for being with us today. You are a blessing to the real estate market, and we're so excited to have you a part of our team.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. We'll have to do it again. Not in a year. Sooner than a year.
Maybe we'll do an episode on someone that listened to this episode and then bought a house and then they told us about it.
I would love that.
I love it. Bobby, thank you so much again.
Yes, thank you.
Talk to you soon. We are so grateful for you, listener. I just wanted to remind you that this podcast is for you. So if there's a topic that you'd like us to cover, or if you have questions about anything we talk about, feel free to give us a shout. You can email us, sign up for an in-person class in your city, download our app, or recommend someone as a teacher, all on our website, howtobuyahouseclass.com. Stay tuned for more episodes and follow us along on Instagram as well. We are at the How to Buy a House class. And I'd also love to connect with you. You can follow along with me at Jess Lou Randolph. We hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening and God bless.